actually the loss of their home and property, but lives, two lives lost so far. And I don't think we've got this completely buttoned up yet, though we, I think, have the upper hand on these fires. Now comes the 4th of July holiday. Let's bring on the Legal Beagle, Mike Sawaya. You hear him right there. Good morning, Counselor.
Hey, good morning, folks.
Well, it's good to be speaking with you again here. I've put on Facebook, do the families have a case against the state or the feds because officials did not employ all assets available to save their homes? What do you say as a general comment on that?
I would say no. I would say there will be lawyers that may try to do those sorts of things, but you know, these were tremendous catastrophic fires, and the government has, from what I can see, has done an admirable job of trying to put these things out. You know, could they put all of the their resources in one and then not have them be available for another? I don't think that would fly very far, but, you know, there's a lot of lawyers out there, and a lot of people will try a lot of theories. And
but would that make them bad, Mike? Would that make them bad in trying to pursue that? Because it doesn't seem to make sense, sir, with all due respect, and I certainly don't know the law, when you've got these tankers that it probably would have taken a phone call to get those off the ground and employed and get them in the fight.
Remember what we've spoken of before, though, Steve, that there's the principle that the king can do no wrong. It's the old government immunity principle. And unless there's been a waiver of government immunity, generally you can't sue the government anyway, unless it's for constitutional violations and those sorts of things. So I think there are many hurdles for lawyers to jump who would want to sue under that theory, and I haven't heard anybody speaking of it, so I would be highly doubtful of it. But as I said, there are new laws are created by lawyers having theories and taking laws to the limit. So that's the good thing of having lawyers.
Well, it's a different case when you're talking about the North Fork Fire, the very first, one of the first fires, if not the first of the summer that we had. That was started, you recall, when forest officials were burning slash and then didn't have the fire completely all the way out, and then winds picked up.
I think that's a different story. I think they were the ones who were the cause of that fire, and it's a different view. Even then, I didn't think very highly of a suit against them, and certainly not for these. But I think the one comment that we can make about these fires is that a lot of people are going to have claims against their fire insurance, and that's going to mean that they have to have the best of records. It's going to be a big job for everybody out there who is a victim to be able to put together a claim. I've had claims like that before, and they're not easy.
Do you think insurance companies are going to make this difficult, as much publicity and tragedy as occurred here?
It's not that they make them difficult, let's say. I think they would. That's my personal opinion. But the question is, how are you going to prove the contents of your house? And what's the value of them?
What advice do you give your clients, in terms of a potential fire and a claim against an insurance company that wants to be reluctant to pay?
Well, you're going to have to get as many elements and sources of proof of your contents and possessions as you can find. Photos, any kinds of, they may all have been burned up in fire. So it's going to be getting friends together, people that can attest to what you had, making lists, and then we'll see how much the insurance companies give problems for these sorts of things.
That seems so tough and hard, tragedy on top of tragedy, that you have to prove this. I suppose, though, it is business. Yeah, it is
business. But let me say also, Steve, people should get a video of the contents of their house. Just walk around the house and take a video of your books, take a video of your possessions, just put them out and put the video in a vault. Then you have a good source of proof later on, are you to ever have a loss in your house. I mean, that's a key tip that all people should do, and most people are they just have too many other things to do to think about that. But in advance, people ought to be thinking about how to prove that.
So I'm going to have all my rich friends bring all their best stuff over, jewels and all that stuff.
Steve, you shouldn't have said that in advance, because now you can't do it.
What do they call that, insurance fraud or something?
That would exactly be that, Steve. And then you'd be calling me up to defend you on that.
The Sawaya Law Firm, by the way, I like your commercial. Don't drive drunk. Get a cab. Send you the bill. I think that's powerful. We really appreciate you coming on.
Thank you, Steve. Thanks for having me.
All right, Mike Sawaya there.